It's the Yearbug Podcast. I'm your host, Doug. We're on iTunes. You can subscribe and also contact us at sizintheyearbook@hotmail.com. Away we go. During Saturday's Middle Tennessee State-Georgia football game, ESPN play-by-play announcer Beth Mowins talked about MTSU quarterback Brent Stockstill playing for his dad, head coach Rick. And Mowins added, "It works for daughters, too," telling the audience she played for her father, and pretty much crickets. No one else doing the game asked what sport she played or whether her father was harder on her than the other players. This is not an indictment of anyone doing that game. When you're broadcasting, you always think of the awesome line you should have said hours later. Ah, I had something for that. Not a criticism. It's just symbolic of how women are not part of the club in most of the major sports. I can't relate because I'm a guy, but it must suck when the sport you love doesn't love you back and treats you like an outsider. If you're a big fan, you're a big fan. It happened. In order for Broncos linebacker Brandon Marshall to play in a game against receiver Brandon Marshall, one of the 13 teams on Denver's schedule had to sign the other Brandon Marshall in the offseason. And the Seahawks did it, surprisingly. And in week one, after offense Brandon Marshall told the media he'd never played against defense Brandon Marshall, the two did finally meet on the field in Denver's win. Last season, when Brandon Marshall, the receiver, was with the Giants fans memorably kept tweeting the wrong Brandon Marshall, which the Broncos defender memorably played along with. After clinching the points title Sunday, IndyCar's Scott Dixon now has 5 championships spread out over 2 different decades. The 5th one is Dixon's 3rd in the last 6 years and also comes 15 years after his first ever title. It is amazing, even if it doesn't sound amazing. Sunday, no matter what was happening around him, Dixon stuck to his strategy, drove around in second place all day, and clinched the championship. Unfortunately, and this has nothing to do with Dixon or any members of his team or organization, what followed was one of the worst trophy presentations in recent memory. Why did Dixon's crew have to watch the ceremony from below the stage like they were in the front row at a Bryan Adams concert in the heat of the night? Why was Dixon forced to pop out of a doorway and walk down a very small staircase to accept his trophy? Why was only one person clapping when another trophy was handed out? So Dixon wins just 16 days before the release date of a documentary, Born Racer, about him. Are the film's promoters kicking themselves for not releasing it 3 days after the race? Big risk, but it would have paid off in this case. Wow, the Vikings blitz is fast. Fast like you'd need a professional editor to make it look that fast on TV. With zero time for a play to develop, Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers last Sunday had to use a crazy fast release and crazy accuracy several times just to beat Minnesota's pressure in an early afternoon Week 2 game. Who knows if they'll win it all? They did give up a lot of points, but the Vikings are good, just like everyone said they were. If you thought this was going to be a rant about the Clay Matthews tackle on Minnesota quarterback Kirk Cousins that negated a Packers game-ending interception, that was a terrible, 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 terrible call, made even more terrible because the Vikings took unflagged liberties with Rodgers for much of the game. But the Packers also missed a game-winning field goal, and the Vikings missed 3 kicks of their own, so the game was absolutely evenly matched. But the tie seems to be about the right result. Those Born Racer producers are going to be running laps.